very appropriate music coming back, of course, by Brett, our producer, Iron Maiden. Probably JP's number one band. My partner, JP, on the phone. The real JP, not the English-affected voice, JP, but the real one.
No. I didn't get that lucky.
Dude.
I didn't
Dude,
get
up broken.
I didn't wake up with an Australian accent or anything from South Africa. None of that.
Oh, none of it?
No.
Oh. JP's been out a few days with having his C5 and C6 discs replaced.
Yeah.
And so where are you at now? This was last Wednesday you had it done.
I feel like I got throat punched by a ninja on the inside.
Yeah.
Basically. You know, I spoke to you guys I guess Thursday, right?
Yeah.
The day after the surgery?
Yeah, right. Not so bad.
And I guess I was still high as a kite. Because there's no way I expected this.
Yeah.
You know me, dude. I'm like, all right, give me a couple of days and I'll be back in and I'll be, you know, if anybody knows me, it's you.
Yeah, but you kept saying that. The doctor kept telling you, well.
Yeah, but, you know, even when I had the back surgery or the heart thing, I was back to work in 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think of it that way. I don't see, okay, this is going to keep me down. It's just, yeah, I might have a sore throat, but I've worked through a sore throat before, no problem.
Mm.
No. Here's one for you, Monica. I'm having a really hard time swallowing.
Ah, yes.
Go ahead, separate that away.
So you'll come back to work when you're able to swallow?
If I waited for that, I wouldn't be in for a month.
Really?
Yeah.
It's going to hurt that long, huh?
It's from what I was told, you know, I can expect to feel that part of this for a few weeks.
Oof.
Which I'm drinking my food.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm not really all that down with, but it's like...
Must be amazing for your weight.
Yeah, you're dropping weight?
Well, I was doing the isogenics at the same time.
Right.
So yeah, I'm down 9 pounds.
Whoa.
I'm down 9 pounds in 2 weeks.
Is that using the isogenics or just because you're drinking your food?
It's using the isogenics and everything else, yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff is the real deal. Normally, I would have, if I was doing it without this in the middle of it, I would have energy out the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But now, dude, I'm telling you, man, I don't know. When I talked to you on Thursday, there's no way I expected this.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I thought for sure, I was like, yeah, I'll be at my son's game on Saturday. Nope.
So,
I haven't done anything. Today's the first time I went out of the house and I walked to the end of the block and back like a senior citizen.
like did you take your walker?
I didn't take my walker. I did it all on my own. You know.
God.
Small miracles.
Yeah.
Small miracles. But the goal is, and I apologize, I thought I was going to be able to be there today, and I apologize to you guys for not.
Oh, we kind of, honestly, I kind of thought you may run into what the doctor said you would run into as far as pain, and I was like, man, I was thinking maybe Wednesday.
Yeah.
But if you get back tomorrow, I mean, that's pretty amazing, you know?
My goal is to be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting on my ass all day.
But does talking hurt it? Like, I mean, or do you have to, like, be quiet?
We'll find out. You know, I'll find out tomorrow. If doing two shows wrecks me, then doing two shows wrecks me, you know?
Right.
We have some time coming up, so.
How will we know? Blood is coming out of his throat. All right, now we know.
Yeah, or it's oozing out of the gash.
The incision.
My neck.
Right.
Yeah.
How big is that?
I haven't seen it yet because it's got steroid strips on it and stuff, but it's got to be a good inch.
Mm-hmm.
A good inch. I want to tell people I stopped the mugging and I got slashed.
That's good.
Way better story.
Should help with the ladies. You know?
So they replaced the disc and everything through just a 1-inch incision?
Yeah. It's like really a 1-inch incision. But I'm telling you, like now I can feel that they were in there wrestling my stuff.
Yeah.
Like whatever's in my throat just got moved to the side. Yeah. Dude, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, you sound like yourself, though. So I guess they didn't, like, you know, use the voice box like a punching bag or anything. They just kind of... gently not, slid it to the side.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little raspier, you know. Like I said, just like if I work up, just swallowing sucks.
It's like, no, it doesn't. So,
well, Monica, you know what? If you're not used to having a hard time with it, I guess it's genetic. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, so do you have, is it just all pain or you just have very little energy as well?
Both.
Oh, wow. See, two shows are going to be hard on you, JP.
We'll find out.
Mm.
You know, hopefully I'm going to give it a shot tomorrow. I'm going to do my prep tonight and be prepared to go tomorrow morning. And if I wake up and I can't go, I can't go.
So the second show, the Bone Show, could be really adventurous if you're like starting to fade. You have like, you know, no feeling, no energy.
No, I mean,
it could be fun.
Here's what I can promise. I will give everything I got. Do I have 100%? No.
I feel a Vince Lombardi speech coming.
No.
I'll give it all I got.
So what is it? I'm gone 3 days and you're full-blown wise-ass now?
I promise I'll give it 150%.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. All right, so we'll see. If you get in tomorrow, then that's awesome.
Yeah, that's the goal. The goal is to get the hell out of this house, that's for sure. I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, well, kids are at school, though, right? That's just something
about it. Yeah, but this morning, kids around the block, apparently my mother takes them to the school. They get here early. My mother takes other people's kids. She's got a whole racket going on the side, my mother. I had no idea.
Really?
I had no idea.
Carpooling for cash?
Basically, other kids get dropped off at my house. I wake up this morning. There's two kids I barely know. You know, they're in my living room. I'm, like, walking around in my drawers. I have no idea these people are here. Whatever. I don't care.
This is a story your son will tell in the future on his radio show about his dad walking around in, like, a tank top with, like, chick nipples.
His radio show?
And boxers. Yeah.
Listen, here's the one thing we all know. I do not have chick nipples.
My nipples are always hard.
Yes, yeah. My nipples are always hard. I do not have chick nipples. That is a fact.
Joe will have that memory. Remember that one time we had all my friends were in the living room and you came out in your underwear?
Yeah. Hey, how'd it go with Joey?
Oh, great. He was killer.
Good.
Yeah, he just sat in the chair naturally, you know. He was really good. Joey Cola on Friday, if you guys missed it, there's definitely a clip or two hanging around.
Guns to your head, Ted, if I'm out again, Ted or Joey Cola?
Well, I guess Joey. The thing is, and to be fair to Ted, the thing is with Joey, you know, he did it one day.
Right.
I don't know if he could do it a lot of days or, you know, along whatever. And I'm sure Ted could.
But Ted gave you 2 half days.
He gave us, two, even 2/3. He went to 1 o'clock a couple times. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he's all right. He was all right. So, all right. So, what do you got to do? You have ice cubes or something to keep the swelling down, or what do you do?
Nothing. I just drink a lot of ice water, try to at least, and sit down and watch television. You know what I did learn? That new Live with what's-her-face, Kelly and
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it is.
That's annoying. I hate it more.
It's a horrible show.
I really do. Because you know what the thing was? Like, you know, when you watch him on American Idol or any of those other shows, you could just hate him and want to punch him in the face, but now you're learning about his personal life. I don't care about your relationship with your father. You know?
You don't.
Yeah, your father should have pulled out and shot on a pillow.
Whoa.
The world would have been a better place. That's just one man's opinion.
Oh, well, that's good. All right, so go watch Price is Right, and maybe I may have a little butter sandwich, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't judge me on my Price is Right intake. You know you're just jealous.
That's what you're supposed to do when you're sick.
I know.
Watch many hours of Price is Right.
I'm going to go try and find cartoons.
How does your throat feel? You've been talking to us for like 10 minutes.
Sore. Yeah. Honestly, that's what I just realized. It's like, this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see what happens.
All right.
All right, man.
Oh, you got it. That's like one segment. We'll do 9 tomorrow. This is like going back to the gym. That's what it's really like.
I guess so, yeah.
You know?
If JP, if swallowing is hard, then just suck on a lozenge. Should help.
Nice try, Monica. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, see you tomorrow.
I feel so bad for him.
Well, I mean, it is what comes along with it. The good thing is he doesn't have anything worse than what he was supposed to have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and you're right. I mean, he's clearly, I mean, if his goal is tomorrow or Wednesday or by the end of the week or whatever, that's still way faster than a lot of people were saying. So.
Yeah. He said to the doctor beforehand that he would be here today, and the doctor kind of laughed and said, "Well, talk to me Sunday." So he gave him like probably, you know, a 2% shot, and JPI clearly knew he shouldn't come in today. But now right away, he's like, "How about tomorrow?"
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to see. I mean, he's got to go through the day and, you know, this afternoon, see how he feels. I mean, he may be exhausted. I have no idea.
I mean, according to him, the doctor said, this is going to take 3 weeks before you feel any kind of normalcy. So
he did admit his throat's going to be sore for weeks.
It hasn't even been 1 week. It was Wednesday, you said, right?
1 week, yeah. It's not even close.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Close. Yeah, and I think that, I mean, the most important thing isn't even that. The most important thing is the movement and, like, just not whipping your head around. And obviously you can't drive, so All right, we'll go into Roger JP carpool mode for tomorrow morning. I get to pick him up in my new used Jeep tomorrow morning. It's the first day I'm driving it to work. I'm turning the lease today.
New used Jeep?
Yeah, I got an 03 Grand Cherokee with 90,000 miles. It's beautiful. Yeah, I'm here. Come on out.
Oh, you guys are like an old married couple for real now.
Come on. You got $5 for gas. Let's go.
Gas, grass, or ass, JP.
That's right. Nobody rides for free. You better believe it.
What is that, the odd couple?
JP got throat surgery. He sat around the house for 4 days, annoying his wife. He later left the house. At the request of his wife.
Oh my God. That's great.
Yeah, so I'll pick him up tomorrow, like at 4:45. Oh, he's going to hate that so much.
Yeah, he is, because isn't he
That after surgery, 4:45 in the morning, you're like, yeah, I feel okay. There's no way.
And doesn't he just coast in, like, with a minute to spare anyway? You're going to get there all early.
Well, usually comes in maybe 10 minutes ahead, 5 minutes ahead, whatever it is. Ted comes in. As we're saying, here's Ted with traffic. He sits in his seat, puts on a headset, and does a traffic report without looking at the traffic screen.
But
JP's better than that. I mean, he's in before that. But if there's one time that your post-surgery feeling is maybe not the best, I would feel like it's the middle of the night.
Right.
And 4:45 is pretty close to the middle of the night when he's already supposed to be waiting for me to come outside and pick him up. So he's going to have to get up at 4:15 or whatever just to get warmed up, have something to drink, get himself together, get his aching body out of bed. I mean, it's not easy.
No.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow. And then so we'll do the first show, and then we'll see what happens by 11 o'clock tomorrow and see if he's around.
Are we going to make a prediction here? Because my money's on he's not making it. It's too soon, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's been less than a week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's
definitely jumping the gun. But I've seen him, he mentioned it. I've seen him do it a couple times, so.
I don't know.
I feel like at worst, he'll come in and do part of the show in the morning, recover, and do part or whatever of the show, the bone show.
So but is it going to be one of those? I mean, is it going to be one of those things where if he just stays home another day or two, then he'll be full on, or instead of just doing half and half and making it worse and prolonging it?
Well, maybe this is one of those things where he's going to be this sore or feel like this for a few days in a row. And so maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe he should come in and just, you know, it's going to be the same on Thursday as it is on Tuesday. So why not do it on Tuesday?
Suck it up, JP. Stop milking this.
Sounds like that's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. All right. So we'll see. Tomorrow at 11, tune in. See if JP makes it. Just being optimistic. This is good. But optimists get disappointed a lot, so we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, over the weekend, I fell right over on my left ankle, like my ankle bone flushed to the sidewalk. I stepped over the diving board while cleaning the pool, and for some reason, my left ankle just collapsed my whole body, like a big bag of rocks on my left side. So my shoulder's beat up.
Oh, my God.
My elbow is aching from landing all my weight on that, and my left ankle has a golf ball size nubbin on it.
Dude, you're broken.
I am broken. Yeah, that happened yesterday. And Susan was in the shower, so I was laying by the pool like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Oh, my God.
I broke my ankle.
You actually fell and you couldn't get up. You like literally fell and you couldn't get up.
I did get myself up in the end, but if I fell the other way, I wouldn't be here right now. I probably would have drowned after hitting my head on the diving board and going under.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
You guys are falling apart.
Rough.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Susan! Bella! I would have called for the dog if I had to. Bella! No? She doesn't understand English. rough weekend. God. Roger JP Show. Self-destruct!
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.